Bank of Cardiff. This is Amy.
Hi, Amy. It's Sierra calling you back. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well, Sierra. How are you?
Good, thank you. So, nice to meet you over the phone.
Yeah, it's great to meet you as well.
Yeah, sure. So, I understand you had some questions concerning the Evergreen deal you sent us.
Yeah, I also reached out to the underwriter. I think his name was Casey. I left him a message as well. But I just wanted, I didn't hear back from him yet, so I'm glad you called. I just wanted to understand your guys' pricing and the approval here. So there's like the preferred, select, and standard options that I'm seeing. What are the commissions that are allowed on each of those different options?
So so Casey's account executive. He works with underwriting.
Oh, okay.
So you did the right thing by contacting him. I'll make sure he calls you back shortly. Because anything regarding a deal and the pricing and whatnot, you want to discuss that with the account executive since they're closing
okay.
it with you.
Sure.
I will tell you, at all times, though, if you send us a deal such as this one and it passes pre-qualification,
mm-hmm.
when they send you a list of quotes, it's with your 12-point upsell built in.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Already. Because, you know, they're on your team. They want you to make as much money as possible. And, of
okay.
course, for your client to get the best deal they can with us. But I will tell, I'll relay the sense of urgency. I'll have him call you back as soon as possible just so he can better explain to you what they qualified for and what,
sure.
maybe what they'd want to move forward with. And I have your direct line. I added you on file as a point of contact. I only had Grant, so.
Okay. That sounds great. So I guess I've been having another person reach out to me on another deal that I submitted. His name's Darius Polk. Is he an account executive
yes.
as well?
Yes, that makes sense because they're on rotation.
Okay.
So you'll work with different account executives as you send us different deals.
Okay. And they're the best person to discuss like the approvals with then? Or just
yes,
like any stipulations regarding the deal,
yes.
underwriting, things like that?
Exactly. Anything that has to do with a deal you sent us that they're assigned to in its entirety, they can help you with. I will say, though, if you, like anything concerning your commission, you can ask me, like if there's something about your commission structure you're not sure about, you know, you can always ask me. You can contact me in general, as you can see,
yeah.
or anything, you know, like what you asked me about to update this morning is perfect. I'm kind of
okay.
like a relationship manager. So.
Sure. Yeah, when Jeff came out to meet with us, yeah, he mentioned your name and just said that you would, you know, be really helpful and easy to work with. So I'm glad we met and
oh,
got
good.
The opportunity to talk.
Definitely.
I had one more question in the approval.
Sure.
I'm not sure if you can answer, but everything that's listed in the multiplier column, is that the factor rate, including commission then, or is that the buy rate?
Wait, I'm sorry, which in the approval, which, one more time, I'm sorry, Amy.
Oh, that's okay. It looks like it falls under the column that says multiplier. It's right between
uh-huh.
the daily payment and number of payments.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, the first option on the Evergreen approval, preferred loan 15 months, $250K.
Mm-hmm.
There's a multiplier that says 1.20. I was
okay.
just wondering
I can
if that's...
Okay, explain that to you.
Sure,
uh-huh.
go ahead.
Yeah.
All that translates to, when we call it the factor rate multiplier, same thing. It's
okay.
That says that in that if with that pricing, your customer would pay us back 20 cents on the dollar.
Okay. And that does not include our upsell, correct?
I have to see the deal. If that's a quote that Casey sent you,
mm-hmm.
Then it does include your upsell.
Oh, it does.
It sounds like it would. Yeah, because what's the term? How long are we looking at? Because you know how the terms, they correlate with the rates.
Sure. The term says that it's 15 months.
Okay. So it's saying, it sounds like it's saying that for a 15-month product,
mm-hmm.
they would pay us back 20 cents on the dollar.
Okay. I was just also, because Grant had mentioned that like we're only eligible to receive like 3 points or something on select types of loans. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
You're asking good questions. So your 12-point upsell, That is for the preferred or the 3% and the 1.5% you're speaking of. That refers to preferred and select rate loans, but not our standard loan. For almost all products except for the preferred and select rate loan, you would work with your 12-point upsell on pricing the deal.
Okay.
But the commission's lowered for the preferred and select rate loans because, you know, they're highly competitive products. We're pretty
right.
maxed out in what we can offer as far as the rates and the terms go. And
okay.
as well as the product is doing, we're not making any money off of it really for that reason. But it's
okay.
definitely something to make your customer happy. Now, this is good for you to know. I always tell partners if they're concerned about their commission, push for the standard loan where they can earn up to 12% in commission,
mm-hmm.
and then use it as a last resort if their customer is not happy with their rates and the terms on
okay.
the standard loan, because it's better than nothing, and if they qualify
right.
for it, you know. So you can mention that to Casey as well.
Sure. And I guess the main difference that I'm also seeing just between the standard and select and preferred is that select and preferred have the 2.5 origination fee, and standard does not. Is that correct?
Correct. So the preferred, wow, you're doing your homework. I'm impressed. So yeah, the preferred and select loan products, they're the only products we have where there's a fee other than the factor rate or, you know, multiplier, if you will.
Okay.
And it's not an out-of-pocket fee. It's deducted prior to funding. But
okay.
otherwise, there aren't any, no other fees apply.
And it's deducted before funding, you said?
Yes. It's
okay.
definitely not. It's not like an out-of-pocket fee or anything for the customer.
Okay. All right. And then I don't know if we've gone through the process of requesting docs through you guys yet. Can you maybe elaborate a little bit what that process would be like, so I can let our funding team know if they decide to move forward?
Yeah. So right now the deal, yes, as you know, is in its beginning stage
mm-hmm.
Of getting funded. So, once something's negotiated between you, us, and your client, then we'll
uh-huh.
at that point we'll prep the deal for underwriting, and that's where we need a future receivable sales agreement and maybe other paperwork to make sure everything's authorized.
Okay.
And then once the deal goes through underwriting, that's when the most work is done and for getting a deal funded. So this is where we issue a site inspection, and that only refers to deals of $50,000 or more. Otherwise,
sure.
we wouldn't need one. So that would save some time. We conduct the customer interviews and the landlord interviews.
Uh-huh.
Mind you, if we already have the leasing paperwork on hand to back up the leasing information, we can waive the landlord interview as well.
Okay.
And then, you know, we just check all bases and re-examine the credit. And then if all goes well in underwriting, that normally takes a day or two, which is impressive considering all that's done.
Right.
But if everything pans out in underwriting, the final stage would be processing and funding. And the whole purpose of that stage is to make sure everything will fund properly before you wire funds. So this is where, for a loan, we just need confirmation that the first ACH went through.
Okay.
And then we'd wire funds. For cash advances, it's a little bit lengthy. You know, we need to check for batches and make sure
mm-hmm.
we're seeing that one-day consistency of average batching, and then we'll wire funds. So
okay.
I hope that helps give you insight of what you're heading for when you get a deal funded with us. Mind you, the account executives, in this case Casey
mm-hmm.
And Darius, they're very accommodating because, you know, they'll want the deal to fund as much as you do. They will do work on behalf of you at no cost. If it's
okay.
collecting new paperwork, you know, providing a new quote, you just have to ask them. They'd be happy to.
Okay. So pretty much that account executive would not change even through the funding process. They'll be the point of contact from beginning to end. Just because
yes.
I think our department is a little bit different in that credit and funding are separated. So if I can pass along that executive's info to somebody on our funding team, for example,
Yeah, it would be helpful just to know
okay.
what they're in for if they get a deal funded with us.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm happy to understand your process and learn more about, you know, these approvals that we see here. And I definitely look forward to working with you. Thank you.
No, anytime. And I will, as like I said, when we finish this conversation, I'll have Casey call you as soon as possible. Just
okay.
To get the deal moving.
All right, excellent. And then as far as submissions go, I'm pretty sure that we're just submitting via email with UCC'd, and that's fine for the time being in our submission process. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And you guys do require financials on deal sizes 75K and higher, is that correct?
Yeah. There's an email I sent Grant as soon as he was approved.
Okay.
As a partner, and it's a very helpful email I send my partners, and it's a lot of information, but once you dissect the information, you'll see how handy it is. So I let him know down to the T, like what we would need to submit a deal for each product, or more than one product, and I let him know what the bare minimum would be to review the deal, what we would need if the deal passes pre-qualification, and what we would need for larger deals. So it never hurts to have all the paperwork up front. But if you really want to get a deal pre-qualified and you only have a bare minimum, that's fine as well, because it's no secret that time is money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you may just want to wait to see if the deal even passes pre-qualification first.
Sure.
And just in case you don't know, pre-qualification can take anywhere from 3 to 6 business hours. Normally it's quicker, but that's the window we give.
So. Okay. That's good to know. All right, in this case, I do have something outstanding with Darius. I'll try and reach out to him with the existing deal that we're working on and just touch base with what's needed there. Yeah, but usually it's pretty easy with communication with these execs. I just wasn't able to get a hold of anybody on this particular approval.
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time and explaining all of this to me. I'll definitely reach out if I need anything else. Thank you.
I know, anytime, and I'll forward that email to you shortly.
Okay. Thanks, Sierra. Have a nice day.
You're welcome. Anytime. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.